How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, mighty Father, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, and we will say that you are good. And all the miracles you've done has brought us joy. And we are saved. And all the hopes we have, we place in you right now. Father, I declare, Father, I declare that I love you. I declare my everlasting love for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. My Lord and my God, I give you praise. Thank you, Lord God, for the love that you have towards us first. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, God, for the gift of life. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for sparing our lives, oh God, that we are alive till this very hour. To you alone we return all the glory, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. Lord, I pray, as we have come to encourage ourselves in your word, give unto us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release upon us the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you to this day. Want to welcome you again to this podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus, and it's coming to you from Liberty Heart Ministry International. Right. The last episode I was talking about taking heed so that you don't fall. Take heed lest you fall. Our scripture came from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. It said we should be careful so that we don't fall. Today, I was going to continue on that taking heed. Lest you fall, you know, bringing up a case study of a man in the book of Luke chapter 18 from verse 9, you know, the scribe and the Pharisees who were praying, and one was justifying himself before God, but the other one said, oh Lord, have mercy on me because I know that I'm a sinner, you know. So, but something else came up, a heart for God. I was just meditating and I'm seeing people at the altar of prayers. I'm seeing people in the church. I'm seeing people very active in the house of God. And the question that popped up in my spirit is, why are these people before God? What is the reason for these people coming to God? This topic is a heart for God. Do they really have a heart for God? Or they are there just because of what they want to receive from God? Yeah, there are challenges, no doubt. Yeah, I quite understand that. There are challenges, no doubt. Are you there just to get your problem solved and then off you go? Or you remain there, one problem is solved, you remain there living your life the way that you like, the way that you wish. And you claim to be in the presence of God. You claim to be at the altar of prayer or the place of prayer. You are like some of my people. They climb every mountains to go and pray. You know, you go to places that have been, you know, separated for prayers. You go to churches. You are very active. You are a worker in the church. Are you doing that for a purpose? The purpose which is just, okay, I need to get a husband, I need to get a wife, or I need to get that job. Is that the reason why you are in the presence of God? Or you are there to have a relationship with God? You are there to have a relationship with God. So that as He solves your problem, you are there continuing in the Lord. continue in the Lord, and that with a renewed mind, with a transformed life, not continuing in your old ways, even after God has answered, you know, the grace of God covers, you know, the grace of God can, you know, answer your prayers regardless, the grace of God can answer your prayer. That the Bible says that, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. So, but after you have called upon the name of the Lord and God has done it, what else? What else? The Bible says that the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal. Let every man that nameth the name of the Lord depart from his old ways. Depart from his old ways. Depart from iniquity. A heart for God is what we're talking about this day. David was a man after God's own heart. But look at where he started from. Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 22, a very common scripture, Matthew chapter 22. And I'm reading from verse 37. We all know, a lot of us know that. Matthew chapter 22. All right, so I'm going to read from verse 37. And it goes thus, Jesus said unto him, okay, so there's this man who was asking Jesus, he said, which, from verse 36 now, he said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? All right, so Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God first. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God first. So after God has done that for you, has resolved this issue, you have a duty to go back to God and begin a relationship with the one that has done so much for you and do all that he wants you to do. That is, obey his word. Walk in his ways. Did you hear the testimony of God concerning David? Let me show you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. As you come to his presence, you must be determined, God, I am here for you. I know you are able to do this, but I am here for you. All right. So let's hear the testimony of God concerning David. Acts of the Apostles chapter, from verse 22. Acts of the Apostles chapter 13, verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. Right. To whom also he gave their testimony and said, hear what God said. I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Some translation said, who will do all that I want him to do? A man after my own heart. Do you have a heart for God? Beloved, do you have a heart for God? Are you ready to do the will of God? Or you are just there because you need this thing now. God, if you don't do this within the next 3 months, I will not worship you again. Were you worshiping him before? No, you are just singing and dancing there because of what you want to get from him. It's not that you are worshiping God as truly unto God from the bottom of your heart. Let the people remove themselves from the way of the people so that they can reach God. Yes. Let pastor get out of the way so that the people can connect to God. Let prophets get out of the way so that the people can reach God. Present God to the people. A heart for God. A heart for God. Even talking to so-called servants of God. It's not about you. It's about God. It's not about me. It's about God. Present God to the people. Let them come to God. The Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus. Don't forget, a heart for God. God gave a testimony of David. This is a man after my own heart, the one that loves me, and he will do all that I command him to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, we bless you. We give you praise, mighty God. Make up your mind. I don't know, I'm coming back to this. Make up your mind to love God and serve God and do all that He wants you to do. And you will see that God will begin to fight your battle. Go and read the story of David. How God fought for David. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We give you praise, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for this, your word that has come to us today. Much more than I've spoken, Lord. Lord, expand your word in our heart. Holy Spirit, I pray that you minister to us much more than this. In the name of Jesus Christ, grant unto all the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. More in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to thank you so much for listening. Please do share this with someone. And the Lord bless you more. In the name of Jesus Christ. Until I come your way again next time. Stay blessed and stay safe. My name is Shola Daniel.